This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israel bombed southern Lebanon on Thursday and said it had arrested an Israeli citizen on suspicion of involvement in an Iranian-backed assassination plot targeting the prime minister. All a day after explosions of Hezbollah radios that came on the heels of blasts and booby-trapped pagers. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Lebanon has been rocked again by exploding devices as walkie-talkies blew up around the country, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 450. The attacks, which were widely believed to be carried out by Israel targeting Hezbollah but have also killed civilians, came a day after pagers used by Hezbollah exploded, killing at least a dozen people, including children, and injuring thousands. The second wave also deepens concern about the potentially indiscriminate casualties caused in the attacks, in which hundreds of blasts went off wherever the holder of the pager happened to be, in homes, cars, at grocery stores and in cafes, often with family or bystanders nearby. Experts have said booby traps are banned under international law. I'm Karen Chamas.
United States Vice President Kamala Harris told a group of congressional Hispanic leaders Wednesday that there's a better way to solve the problem of undocumented immigration than that proposed by Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump.
And together, CHC, we must also reform our broken immigration system. And protect our dreamers and understand we can do both, create an earned pathway to citizenship and ensure our border is secure. We can do both, and we must do both.
Trump has promised to carry out a policy of mass deportation of undocumented immigrants if he is reelected in November. Harris denounced those plans as quote-unquote extremist. This is VOA News. Nigeria's Hydrological Services Agency has warned of potential flooding in 11 states after neighboring Cameroon said it was starting to release water from one of its largest dams following recent heavy rainfall. Reuters correspondent Arthita Thayaparan has more.
Nigeria's hydrological group said it was notified by authorities in Cameroon that they had started controlled water releases from Lagdo Dam, one of its largest. Cameroon has several dams on the Benue River, which flows downstream to Nigeria. The Nigerian side says dam managers in Cameroon plan to release water gradually to prevent flooding, but it's urging state and federal authorities to be prepared. The country is already grappling with severe floods in the northeastern Borno state, after a dam's walls burst from heavy rains. Nigeria is prone to flooding, but critics say defective infrastructure and poor planning add to the problem.
That was Reuters correspondent Arthita Yaparan. U.S. aviation giant Boeing said on Wednesday it will temporarily furlough tens of thousands of employees after 30,000 machinists went on strike. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Boeing's new chief executive Kelly Ortberg announced the furloughs in an email to employees, which said, quote, "We are planning for selected employees to take 1 week of furlough every 4 weeks on a rolling basis for the duration of the strike." The move may point to Ortberg preparing the company to weather a prolonged strike, one that is unlikely to be easily resolved given the anger among rank-and-file workers. The strike is Boeing's first since 2008. It's already been a turbulent year for the company, starting in January when a door panel blew off a new 737 MAX jet in mid-air.
Gabe Singer for Reuters. United States entertainment mogul Sean Diddy Combs remains in jail after a second federal judge denied his request to be released on bail Wednesday, 2 days after he was arrested on sex trafficking charges. AP's Margie Zaraletta.
A day after federal magistrate Robin F. Tarnowski ruled that Sean Diddy Combs was too dangerous to go free, U.S. District Judge Andrew L. Carter also denied bond for Combs. Carter says prosecutors gave convincing evidence that Combs could potentially tamper with witnesses. Combs pleaded not guilty on Tuesday to charges that include racketeering, sex trafficking, obstruction of justice, and drug offenses. Combs' attorney had offered to post $50 million bail for home detention at Combs' mansion in Miami. Combs has been held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn since his arraignment.
Margie Zaraletta for the AP. Peruvian authorities say that wildfires in Peru have left at least 15 dead since July and more than 3,000 hectares of cultivated land and natural areas scorched. Peru's prime minister told reporters that the fires were started by human activity. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.